WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Everyday Stoicism. Today, we're diving into something that's super important in this fast-paced world, building genuine connections and creating supportive communities around us. Ever feel like you're just going through the motions, constantly plugged in but feeling strangely disconnected? You know that feeling when you're surrounded by people, yet it feels empty? Yeah, I get it. That's why today's episode is all about finding those real, human connections that nourish our souls and build us up. Stoicism isn't just about individual strength, it's also about understanding the power of community. It's recognizing that we're not meant to walk this journey alone, that sharing experiences, both good and bad, with others makes life richer, deeper, and ultimately more meaningful. Think about it, have you ever had a tough day and just needed someone to vent to, someone who truly understood? Or maybe you've celebrated a victory with friends, and the shared joy was amplified because you had those people there to celebrate with you. Those connections, those moments of vulnerability and shared experience, that's where true strength and support come from. So, how do we actually go about building these supportive communities? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate meaningful connections. 1. Be present and engaged. This might seem obvious, but in our super connected world, it's easy to be physically present but mentally checked out. When interacting with someone, truly listen to what they're saying, make eye contact, and show genuine interest. Put down your phone, resist the urge to multitask, and give them your undivided attention. 2. Share authentically. Being vulnerable isn't a sign of weakness, it's an invitation for deeper connection. Sharing your thoughts, feelings, and experiences, even the challenging ones, can create a space where others feel safe doing the same. Remember, vulnerability breeds trust, and trust is the foundation of any strong community. 3. Be supportive and encouraging. Celebrate each other's wins, big or small. Offer a helping hand when someone needs it, even if it's just a listening ear. A little kindness and encouragement can go a long way in building a supportive environment. 4. Find common ground. Shared interests are a great starting point for building connections. Explore hobbies, join clubs, or participate in activities that align with your passions. Remember, finding people who share your interests creates a natural sense of camaraderie and belonging. 5. Practice gratitude. Take time to appreciate the people in your life and express your gratitude. A simple thank you can make a world of difference and strengthen the bonds between you. Think about the friend who always knows how to lift your spirits, or that family member who's always there for you no matter what. What makes those connections so special? It's probably because they embody these 5 principles: presence, authenticity, support, shared interests, and gratitude. Let me tell you a story about this in action. Remember that friend you had in high school who was going through a rough time with their parents? The one who always seemed down, but somehow kept showing up at lunch every day. You know what? That person needed your support more than ever. Maybe you didn't have all the answers, but just being there for them, lending an ear, offering a kind word, that made a difference. You created a small but powerful community of support in that moment, and it probably meant the world to them. Remember, building strong communities isn't about grand gestures, it's about the everyday acts of kindness, empathy, and genuine connection. It's about showing up for each other, being present, and sharing our lives authentically. It's about creating a space where we feel supported, understood, and valued. So go out there, connect with others, and let's build some amazing communities together. Want to take this a step further? Share this episode with a friend who could benefit from hearing these words. And if you're feeling inspired, leave a review on your favorite podcast platform. It helps others discover the power of everyday stoicism. Until next time, keep building those connections, and remember, we're all in this together.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.